The Justice Department is crowing about how it managed to collect $1 billion last year in False Claims Act violation settlements with federal contractors. That makes it sound like everyone is ripping off the government. Larry Allen, a federal business consultant and longtime expert in procurement, says that top-line number fails to reflect the reality that few contractors actually set out to defraud their customer.
Tom, this is the time of year when we start getting the reports out from all the oversight agencies about how much they're saving us, and they're the last line of defense between regular people and the barbarian hordes. So this is DOJ's discussion of how much money they've recovered from contractors. And there are two ways to, at least, to look at this, Tom. One, to be fair, there certainly are companies that are out in the government market that try to cut the rules, try to not do what their contracts call on them to do. They're trying to cut the corners, make a quick buck. And for these companies, it's really good that we have IGs and a DOJ out there to remain vigilant and catch them and hold them accountable and recover taxpayer dollars. And that's a legitimate, good function. But really, Tom, in my experience, that's not most government contractors. The overwhelming majority of government contractors don't wake up in the morning saying, how can I do in Uncle Sam? And they want to go about their business. They want to grow their business. They want to grow their company and feed their families. Along the way, they may do a less than perfect job of abiding by the rules in their contract, but that's more of what I would call a sin of omission rather than a sin of commission. They need to be held accountable, certainly, but they don't fall into the same category as the first group. Unfortunately, what I see is DOJ, particularly DOJ, trying to lump all companies into that first category, the ones who wake up in the morning thinking, how can I get away with something?
Because I get the sense when someone like an Oracle or one of the big resellers gets caught in a False Claims Act deal because of a contractual price somewhere that they did not meet, those companies, they're mostly publicly traded. They've got compliance departments. They've got squadrons of lawyers, not just for federal work, but for all the work they do. And it seems like the complicated pricing mechanism, because of so many contracts and vehicles, that it's almost impossible to avoid at some point a technical violation, and that's what catches them sometimes.
And what we are talking about a lot of times is, was this technically a violation? Yes. Did the company, in some cases, catch it themselves and report it? Yes, which to me is an indication of a compliance system that works well. I mean, when you're talking about companies like an Oracle, like some of these cutting-edge IT firms, look, their pricing and discount structures change frequently, and government procurement rules just don't contemplate pricing strategies that change with that degree of speed. And, if you notify a contracting officer that said, look, we gave these lower prices and now we need to make an adjustment, you get one of two reactions. One is, great, thanks for coming in, appreciate it, you did the right thing. The other is, wait a minute, what do you mean you violated the terms of your contract? And now everybody's like, oh my goodness, now we have to stop and we have to get the lawyers involved.
Plus the possibility of punitive damage in addition to the
punitive
material
damages. If things go from being an audit to a False Claims Act investigation, that's where the real money comes in. And look, there are companies who settle cases just because it's better for them financially and operationally to just settle the case, move on to the next thing. You alluded to the fact, Tom, that some of these companies are very large commercial companies that happen to sell to the government. And they don't want to have a government issue being the drag on their forward business progress. So whether or not they admit to any wrongdoing, it's to their business advantage just to pay what the government's asking them to pay and move on with it. In the meantime, DOJ attorneys say, well, we caught another one. Maybe yes, maybe no. We really wouldn't know unless we got to the end of an investigation. What you really did was harass somebody enough so that they paid you a nuisance fee. And if DOJ was honest, they ought to break out recoveries from nuisance fees.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.